Good evening and a very warm welcome to you, wherever you might be joining us from, for this our service of worship for Harton and Cleedon Park on the second Sunday of Christmas. The Word, the true light which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. I bring you good news of great joy. A Saviour has been born. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. He is Christ the Lord. We worship and adore him. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Hear the words of the angel to Joseph. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Therefore let us seek the forgiveness of God through Jesus, the Saviour of the world. God our Father, you sent your Son full of grace and truth. Forgive our failure to receive him. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Jesus, our Saviour, you were born in poverty and laid in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Spirit of love, your servant Mary responded joyfully to your call. Forgive the hardness of our hearts. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw us to himself and cleanse us from our sins, that we may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the Second Sunday of Christmas.
God our Father, in love you sent your Son, that the world may have life. Lead us to seek him among the outcast, and to find him in those in need. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
A reading from Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I'm going to bring them from the land of the north and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labour, together a great company. They shall return here. With weeping they shall come. And with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is the firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, and declare it in the coastlands far away, say, he who scattered Israel will gather him, and will keep him as a shepherd, a flock. For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, and has redeemed him from the hands too strong for him. They shall come and sing aloud on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the goodness of the Lord, over the grain, the wine, and the oil, and over the young of the flock and the herd. Their life shall become like a watered garden, and they shall never languish again. Then shall the young women rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old shall be merry. I will turn their mourning into joy. I will comfort them and give them gladness for sorrow. I will give the priests their fill of fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my bounty, says the Lord. Your word is a lantern to our feet and a light upon our path.
A reading from the book of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplished all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of the truth, the gospel of the salvation, had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promise, Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. Your word is a lantern unto our feet and a guide unto our path.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The light has come into the world, and the people loved darkness rather than light. But those who do what is true come to the light. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord according to John. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Happy New Year. That's a greeting we must have all given countless times. But never before has it seemed so strange that we try and find an alternative way of saying what we mean. New Year, a time when we traditionally make resolutions for the year ahead. This time last year, for instance, Anne and I were making plans for a holiday in the north of Scotland in late March. This would be the year that I would finally climb Ben Nevis, and of course we had plans to visit friends and families and welcome others into our home. I know that this time last year we didn't see what was coming, but maybe if when we refocus at the beginning of the year and think about what we might achieve in the year ahead, we should take the time to stop, to ask God and listen to what he has in mind for us. For if our goals are God-centred, then surely we will achieve them. Just as the new year is a time to refocus, we see a shift in the Christmas story as events shift from the birth of Jesus to the visit of the Magi, Epiphany, which we celebrate this week. When we're young, the story surrounding Jesus' birth forms perhaps one of the most familiar stories. And it's a somewhat simplified version of events, as Stan mentioned last week. Traditionally, it's told as if it all happened on one night, with a succession of shepherds and magi arriving at a stable or downstairs room, like some kind of tier 4 COVID nightmare. It's a telling beloved of school teachers who are tasked with producing nativity plays, as it means they can get the children on one by one and keep them there without any complex set changes. But in reality, the arrival of the wise men would probably have been some time afterwards, and probably not even in Bethlehem. But nevertheless, they were following the light to find the light. And the two parts of the story come from different sources. Luke tells us most of the familiar details, including the shepherds, whereas Matthew contains the story of the Magi. Even so, it is a familiar, comfortable story which attracts many people to churches at Christmas time, the theme of light coming into the darkness. And then we hear in our gospel readings, John turn the story on its head. The traditional message of God with us reads like a beginning, but John's message is a reminder that God has always been with us and always will. God was there in the dark times before Jesus' birth, but as John so simply puts it, the world knew him not. And that light which shone so brightly through the darkness in Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago is a light which is still shining today. And it would be a tragedy if our image of God remained that of a newborn infant, irrelevant to our lives today. John challenges us to look for the light and we hope that we will know him when we see him. Sounds easy, eh? Well, when the renowned concert violinist Joshua Bell, who regularly sells out concert halls across the world, donned a baseball cap and t-shirt to play his £3 million Stradivarius violin in a subway station in Washington, chaos could have ensued. But of the thousands who passed him by, only a couple stopped to listen, including a three-year-old girl. Only one person recognised him, and she'd seen him perform the previous evening. His reward for the impromptu concert was $57, which included 20 from the lady who recognised him. So what kind of a world is it we live in when we miss the hints of light and hope that remind us that we're not on our own, but that God, who was there at the beginning and who will be here forever, is with us right now. We can find him if we only look. One phrase that has cropped up a lot recently in relation to the year ahead is light at the end of the tunnel, whether it relates to possible trade deals with Europe or the hope of an effective COVID vaccine. And more than ever, looking at the year ahead is like looking into a dark tunnel. However, we can be sure this isn't a straight tunnel. There will be many twists and turns, as well as dead ends. The darkness into which Jesus came as a light consists of a lack of knowledge, ignorance, folly and superstition. And in a time of misinformation, fake news and abuse of public office, more than ever we need that light now. If we rely on the light of physics, which travels in straight lines, we will be spending a lot of our time blundering around on our own in the darkness. But if we recognise and rely on the light of Christ, it will be there for us in the darkest corners and dead ends, just as it always has been and always will be. The problems of the world will not go away, but we will know the assurance that God is with us at all times in the darkest of places. But perhaps even more remarkable is that if we feed off the light that is Christ, we will grow and become lights ourselves, not to draw people to us, but to lead others to the one true light. And if we're to do this, we need to be prayerful that everything we do is for the glory of God. We need to grow by feeding off his word, by praying and studying together, even in these times, and by living his commandments, not just inside church buildings or in our homes where we're safe but hidden away, but out there, in the darkness, where our light will be most effective. Let's all resolve to grow as Christ's disciples and to support one another in our journey. Because unless we become and continue to grow as people whose lives are lived with careful attention to miracles which are going on around us, then the Christmas story is going to remain just a tradition. So, a new year has begun, and Christmas isn't going to be around for a while. Today, John is inviting us to remember the Nativity against the much bigger picture. And if we do that, we may see through the darkness a hint of light that he describes. I'd like to share with you a tweet which Anne came across earlier this week and shared with me. It comes from a Twitter feed called Secrets from a Prison Cell and features tweets from a prisoner in America who is able to send messages to friends outside who tweet them on his behalf. Last Sunday, he tweeted the following. My bird friend had a leaf in her beak outside my window, constructing her nest. It struck me that I'd not touched a tree or flower in years and years. I felt displaced from the world and the beauty of it all. I smiled, and I knew that in that moment, God brought his world right to my window. So let's all make a resolution to look for God with us, because if we do, we will begin to see him in the most unlikely of places, even in us. Amen. Oh, and a happy new year.
Take this moment, silent space. Take my friends
Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Prince of Peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a slave. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Lord, teach me to be generous. Teach me to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to ask for reward, save that of knowing that I do your will. Amen.
God invites us to come to him as we are. He will accept us with all our complexities, contradictions, and confusions. He invites us to come to him and be made whole and to pray for others who are in need. So let us pray to him, in whom the hopes and fears of all our years are met. Loving God, you have given us the light of Christ. May your church shine as a beacon in the dark places of our world, guiding the lost into your presence. We pray for our bishops, priests, and lay leaders, asking that they may so imitate the life and love of Christ, that their example is held up for all to follow, both within and without the church community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the leaders of our world, that they may serve the needs of their people with long-term plans for development, dignity, and reconciliation. We ask that they may have wise counsel, especially at this time of international focus on health. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember all those who are ill and infirm, in hospital or at home, all who are suffering as a result of the COVID pandemic, those who are lonely, isolated and sad. May they hear most clearly Christ's message of love, care, and compassion for each one of them. We give thanks for all who work in the health professions as they seek to bring wholeness and healing to those in need. Especially we pray for those working to produce vaccines to control this pandemic. May they know you are with them as they make difficult ethical decisions. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those whose journey on earth is over, that they may have reached their goal and come joyfully face to face with the one who is the heart of their faith, Jesus Christ the Lord. Loving God, give comfort to all who have been bereaved in recent times, and to the families of those for whom Christmas celebrations bring emotional memories of their departed loved ones. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, as the wise men offered gifts to your Son, Jesus Christ, we offer you our prayers. We ask that you will use them to bring light into the darkness of this world, healing into the wounds of this world, and peaceful unity into the angry fractures of this world. We ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to bring life in abundance to all who follow him. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
We bring our prayers together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Word was made flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. Let us bless the living God. He was born of the Virgin Mary, revealed in his glory, worshipped by the angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, exalted to the highest heavens. To a troubled world,
peace from Christ.
To a searching world,
love from Christ.
To a waiting world,
hope from Christ.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.